And welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you learn. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you improve your English. Our topic today is news. The title of our lesson is School Around the World. School Around the World. So, Peter, when you were a student, did you like school?
Yeah, of course I did. All my friends were at school, and I spent most of my time there. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and we are starting classes all around the world today.
That's right. Well, sometimes we complain about school. We don't like homework and tests, but school is really a wonderful thing. We can learn a lot there.
And we can have friends at school, too. Good teachers can help us. Can you think of life without school?
It would be really different. I'm glad I went to school. But you know, schools are different all over the world.
And today we are going to talk about many different schools in different countries. How are they the same? How are they different? We'll learn about that today.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started with Christina and our keywords.
In the middle of December, 就是12月中旬。Middle 就是中间的意思。澳洲全年分为四个学期，每个学期之间会有两周的假期。They have 2 weeks of vacation. 名词 vacation 就是假期、休假。巴西的学生每天七点到学校，中午十二点就放学了。Their school day lasts from 7 a.m. until noon. 动词 last 是持续、延续的意思。巴西的学生大多都要穿制服，制服就是 uniform. Most students must wear a uniform. 在肯亚则是把一个学年分成三个学期。The school year is divided into 3 terms. 动词 divide 就是划分的意思。
Hello everyone, welcome to LTE TV News. I'm Rob. All around the world, students go to school, but their schools are not the same. Students in Australia go to school 200 days a year.Their school starts in late January. It ends in the middle of December. Their school year has 4 terms. Each term is 9 to 11 weeks long. They have 2 weeks of vacation between terms. There are usually only about 18 students in a class.
All right, the first country we learn about is Australia. Peter, have you been to Australia?
No, I haven't, but I had a teacher from Australia once. She would tell us things about how school was the same and different in Australia.
Oh, that's great, Peter. I've never been to Australia, but I am curious about it. It's on the southern part of the world.So the seasons are different there.
That's right. When we have winter in America, they are having summer. When they are having winter, we are having summer.
That's right. For Australia, the school year starts in January. For them, that's summer.
Wow, think about that. December is hot and July is really cold.That sounds strange to me.
But it's normal for them. So their school year starts in late January. That means the end of January.
And it ends in the middle of December. That means not the beginning and not the end. Right in the middle.
That's right. Well, their school year has 4 terms. That's interesting. In America, we have 2. We call them semesters.
But some schools have three terms. We call those trimesters. But Australia has four terms. Each term is 9 to 11 weeks long. Now, this is a good sentence to know. I know who can help us with this today. Our favorite person, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. We have a very special treat for you today. A grammar point. Each noun is time long. For example, each day is 24 hours long, or each class is 50 minutes long. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, in Australia, there are four terms. And in between the terms, they have a vacation, a 2-week vacation. That's pretty nice.
So a vacation is never too far away. That sounds pretty nice. Well, friends, let's learn some more in this next part of today's lesson.
The school day in Brazil lasts from 7 a.m. until noon. Students go home at noon. They eat lunch with their families. Lunch is the most important meal of the day in Brazil. Classes have 30 or more students. Most students must wear a uniform. In Costa Rica, school is free. Students go to public school for 9 years. They start at age 6 and end at age 15. At age 15, students start college.
Wow, I learned some new things today. I didn't know much about Costa Rica.
Neither did I. But let's start at the beginning. We're talking about Brazil. In Brazil, school lasts from 7 a.m. until noon. That means it starts at 7 and keeps going until lunchtime.
Now, this pattern is very useful. Lasts from, until. It's so useful that Christina is here to help us learn more about it.
今天学了动词 last, 持续。 一天上课从早上7点持续到中午。 The school day lasts from 7 a.m. until noon. 我们来学这种表达方式, something lasts from A until B. 比如昨天的会议从9点开到中午。 The meeting lasted from 9 a.m. until noon. 或者你在电视上看到一部很棒的电影, the movie lasted from 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. 它从7点半演到9点。 我们再看一次这个句型, something lasts from A until B.
There is no school in the afternoon in Brazil? That means students can go home for lunch.
That must be nice to see your family during the day. They can all eat together. In other countries, most students eat lunch with their friends at school.
That's right. And the classes are bigger in Brazil, too. They have about 30 students or more in each class. That means that there could be 30 students or there could be more than 30 students.
Students in Brazil wear uniforms, too. Friends, do you wear a uniform at school?
Well, I didn't wear a uniform in school. Most students in America don't have to wear uniforms.
That's right. Well, now let's talk about Costa Rica. I think this is the most interesting part. Students go to school for 9 years. They will graduate when they are 15. Then they can start college?
Wow, that is so young to graduate. In America, most people are 18 when they graduate. Peter, were you ready for college when you were 15?
No, I still had a lot of things to learn, and I still needed to grow up as a person, too. 15? I was just starting high school.
Wow, well, that is a big difference. Well, friends, it's time for a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back from break. Today, we're talking about school around the world. And talking about school, Peter, what was your favorite class in school?
My favorite class was recess.
Peter, that's not a class.
I know. It's the break where you get to go outside and you don't have to be in class.
Well, okay. That's fine. My favorite class was lunch. Well, friends, it's time to watch part 3 of today's lesson. Let's go there now.
The school day in France starts at 8 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Students also go to school for half a day on Saturday. But there's no school on Wednesday or Sunday. Students have a 2-hour lunch break each day. In Kenya, the school year is divided into 3 terms. Each term is 13 weeks long. Students have 1 month of vacation between terms. Many schools give students a free lunch. What's your school like? This is Rob for LTE TV News. I'll see you next time.
No school on Wednesday? That sounds great. I wish I was a student in France.
Well, not so fast, Anna. They have school for half a day on Saturday. If they have school for half a day, that means they probably go to school in the morning and leave by lunchtime.
Wow. School on Saturday? That's not very interesting. Now, let's talk about Kenya. Remember how Australia has 4 terms? Well, Kenya has 3 terms. We heard the school year is divided into 3 terms.
Now, this is an interesting sentence pattern. Something is divided into something else. Let's have Christina teach us more about it. Here she is.
The school year is divided into 3 terms. 首先我们来说明一下,一个学年就是 a school year, term 就是学期,而动词 divide 就是划分的意思。所以 the school year is divided into 3 terms. 我们要学的句型是 A is divided into B.把 A 划分成 B, 比如 The room is divided into 6 areas, 房间划分成6个区。The students are divided into 3 groups, 把学生分成3组。这就是句型 A is divided into B 的用法。
Students have a full month of vacation between the terms.So they have about 3 months vacation in the year. But Australia only has about 2 months vacation.
That's right. There's another difference. Many schools in Kenya give free lunches to the students.
Wow, that sounds great. Friends, what about schools in your country? Do you eat lunch at home with your family? Or do you bring a lunch to school?Do you pay for lunch, or do schools give free lunches?
Wow, those are a lot of questions. Friends, make sure to talk about that at home. Now, when I was a student, my mom made me lunch. It was pretty great.
Wow, what kinds of things did she put in your lunch?
Well, almost every day I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chips and a drink.
That sounds like my school lunch, Peter. I packed a lunch, too. But sometimes when I didn't have time or I forgot, then I would buy the school lunch.
Well, now that we know all these things, it's time for school, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
It's time for school.
It's time for school.
该去上学了。
Hurry up. It's time for school.
Can I play video games?
No, it's time for school.
Can I play with a dog?
No, it's time for school.
Can I watch TV?
No, it's time for school.
Okay, what about after school?
It's time for work. It's time for school.
It's time for school.
该去上学了。
Well, when you wake up every morning, you can say, it's time for school. Well, friends, we're out of time for today. Now it's time for our keyword review. You can follow along right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Middle. Middle. She rests in the middle of the day.
Vacation.Vacation. Where are you going for your vacation?
Last. Last. This class lasts 1 hour.
Uniform. Uniform. Everyone's uniform looks the same.
Divide. Divide.Divide the children into two groups. All right, friends, those are our keywords today. And now it's time for us to review our lesson one more time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV News. I'm Rob. All around the world, students go to school, but their schools are not the same.Students in Australia go to school 200 days a year. Their school starts in late January. It ends in the middle of December. Their school year has 4 terms. Each term is 9 to 11 weeks long. They have 2 weeks of vacation between terms. There are usually only about 18 students in a class.The school day in Brazil lasts from 7 a.m. until noon. Students go home at noon. They eat lunch with their families. Lunch is the most important meal of the day in Brazil. Classes have 30 or more students. Most students must wear a uniform. In Costa Rica, school is free.Students go to public school for 9 years. They start at age 6 and end at age 15. At age 15, students start college. The school day in France starts at 8 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Students also go to school for half a day on Saturday. But there's no school on Wednesday,or Sunday. Students have a 2-hour lunch break each day. In Kenya, the school year is divided into 3 terms. Each term is 13 weeks long. Students have 1 month of vacation between terms. Many schools give students a free lunch. What's your school like?This is Rob for LTE TV News. I'll see you next time.
Guess where I'm going, Monkey Man?
Well, let me see. You have a pencil.
Yeah.
And some paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a book bag.
That's right. I'm going...
to school. Well, that's great, Ginger. I love school.
Yeah.That's because you don't have to go.
Yeah. Oh, well, tell me, Ginger, what do you like about school?
The vacations!
What else?
uniforms.
What else?
The free lunches.
I thought so. Well, Ginger, here's an apple for the teacher.
An apple for the teacher?
Mm-hmm. And a banana for you.
A banana? I love school. Yay!
Don't forget to give this to her.
Is it like to be a friend to those we meet each day? Is it the things you do for them?
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Did you learn some new things about school around the world? I know I did.
Yeah. Each country is different. We have different styles and habits. But no matter where you are, school is very important.
That is so right, Peter. School is a great opportunity. Do your best, study hard, and learn as much as you can. And remember to come back right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.